Well, we learn that Guru is seen as the representative of Nityananda Prabhu or Radharani's delegation. And what that means is, in the sense of Nityananda Prabhu, all the rasas from Shanta to Batsalya, and Radharani, Ujjvala Rasa Charja, Madhura Rasa. Sometimes we hear Srila Guru Maharaj say, from an analysis of rasa, from an analytical point of view, that Sakya Rasa and Vatsalya Rasa are antagonistic towards one another. Vatsalya Rasa and Madhura Rasa can be antagonistic toward one another. He means, in the sense that in the competition for the association of Krishna, so the cowherd boys, they're eager to have Krishna play with them. The Brajagopis are eager to have, and that's in the daytime. Brajagopis are eager to have Krishna play with them at the nighttime. Mother Jashoda wants Krishna to get a good night's sleep after so much energy expended in cowherding. So when he says that they're antagonistic towards one another, he means in a very sweet way. This sort of antagonism is lilanukul. It's favorable to the pastimes. Even ultimately Radharani's Bhama Bhav, the mood of opposition to the request of Krishna, is lilanukul, favorable to enhancing the pastimes. So we cannot isolate any rasa from its client relationship with Madhura Rasa. Just as an orbiting planet cannot be isolated from that planet which it orbits. So really, Madhura Rasa is Adi Rasa, Mukhya Rasa, as indicated by Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur in his explanation of them. Sambandhagyan Sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadhya Sayatonbaya Adituratas Cha Arteshu Abhigya Swarat Tene Brahma Hrida Hridaya Adikavaye Muhyanti Yatsuraya Tejo Bari Madam Yatabinimayo Yatrita Trishago Mursha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastakua Kam Satyam Param Dimahi. So Janmadyasya, like Vedanta, Hindi. What is God by definition? Everything is coming from Him. Everything is born from the Supreme Reality, is given expression from the Supreme Reality. Srila Saraswati Thakur, in the inaugural edition of the Vaishnav Tosha Harmonist, gives homage to Bhaktivinod Thakur's Sajjan Toshini, wherein he explains that, what does it mean, Sajjan Toshini? Sat Jana Toshini. Sat, in this connection, means the Supreme Absolute Truth. And Srila Saraswati Thakur elaborates, sometimes we say, Krishna alone is the Supreme Truth. That's one type of statement. But here he's saying, Krishna alone is not the Supreme Absolute Truth, but Krishna with Srimati Radharani is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Predominating moiety, supreme worshipable, predominated moiety, supreme worshiper, the supreme positive and the supreme negative. So he's saying Radha and Krishna, they together constitute the supreme absolute truth. And everything is springing from there. And what is their relationship? Not only Madhura Rasa, but Parakiya Bhav. So we can understand that Parakiya Rasa is the source, is the origin, and all other rasas by extension are clients. All others are satellites. So Satjan means there who are their own, whom Radha and Krishna consider their own. Right? Dikshakale Bhakta Kori Atma Samarpam, Atma Sam, elsewhere. Whom Krishna considers his own, so much so that in devotional expression they take a position superior to that of the Lord at times. It's revealed in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamritam. Krishna is speaking very candidly and says, if I swarja gyan, too much knowledge of the majestic aspect of divinity overwhelms, eclipses, conceals some potential for loving expression, he's disappointed. Right? Whereas he says his preference, stated preference is, but when my friends, it's going above Shanta, the friends, there's also Shanta and Goloka, that's another thing. Can discuss. I once said to Guru Maharaj, then understanding something, oh, so Shanta Rasa of Goloka would be different than Shanta Rasa of Vaikuntha. And he said, of course. We'll say something about that in a minute. So, saying, what I prefer, and we can say the servitor position, Garuda, Vishnu, and sometimes Krishna. Garuda, the beautiful, eagle-like servitor, carrier of Vishnu, the famous Garuda. He's on the Thai money also. You know that. You look on Thai money on the back. Riding on the shoulders of Garuda, Vishnu, Krishna. A very beautiful image. Also in Satyabhama. Is it Satyabhama? Rukmini with Krishna. Krishna gives the Parijata flower. Later, Satyabhama wants a tree. Anyway, so how ecstatic Garuda is to feel the Lord on his shoulders, the touch of the lotus feet and the divine form of the Lord upon his shoulders, and he's flying happily. How sweet that is. It's worshipable, wonderful, and extraordinary. But Krishna says in the beginning of Charitamritam, when I'm playing with the cowherd boys, my friends, sometimes I'm defeated. And the punishment for the defeated is to carry the opponent on your shoulders. He's revealing, you don't know how much joy it brings to my heart to carry my devotee on my shoulders. Garuda is ecstatic carrying the Lord on his shoulders. But Krishna, he is ecstatic carrying a devotee on his shoulders, be at the defeat of his devotee. Ye prayaso jita jito piyasi taistri lokam. Ajita, ajita Krishna. He is unconquerable, but he is conquered by devotion. Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Krishna, everyone is being irresistibly drawn and an attraction to Krishna and offering themselves in his service. But Krishna is being irresistibly drawn to the devotion and the heart of the devotee and wanting to serve them. That's the magic, the miracle of Krishna consciousness. And then he goes further. So he's saying, you don't know how happy I am when the devotee is riding on my shoulders, then I'm flying. Like Garuda, I'm flying with a devotee on my shoulder. I'm so happy. How can they climb on the shoulders of the Lord if it is not seva? Baikuntir prithivyari sakala chinmoy. You can't take one step into the spiritual world unless it's out of service necessity. People are so eager, they're fantasizing, voyeuristically envisioning themselves as super servitors. They're ready for siddha pranali and so many things. What about seva? It's the seva mayoyam loka. You can't enter there until you've been granted a visa on the basis of its the determination that it's in the interests of the spiritual world. Radha, Krishna, et al. It's in the interest of that plane to give you admission. It's not a question of fantasizing or some virtual tour. Like in Total Recall, they'll put something in you and you'll think you're going on a journey to the spiritual world. Rather, total rascal. So, passport is not enough. Aruhya krichchena param padam tatak patanti adho anadrita jasmaid angre. One may, by your own power, you can rise up beyond the influence of the general material world and on the outskirts of the spiritual world, the frontier. But you'll be sent back if your intention is not to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. You can rise up, patantaho anadrita. Anadrita jasmad angre means on account of not worshiping the lotus feet of Krishna, no seva connection. Then you'll be sent back from the frontier, as the immigration officials do every day. Someone makes it all the way there, and then for some reason or another, they're sent back. Passport is not enough. You have to have visa to be given entrance. So, Krishna, visa granting officer, Nityananda Prabhu. He no nitai bine bai Radha Krishna bhaite nai. Nitai koruna habe braje Radha Krishna bhave. Visa granting officer, governor, visa granting officer, Dameswar, Navadip, Nityananda Prabhu. Yatayata gora padara binde binde to bhaktim krita punya rasi. Tata tato tsarpati hridyakasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. Yes, Prabodhananda says, give all your attention. Those who are sukritivan, sumedasa, they will take the suggestion, feel the compulsion to offer themselves exclusively in the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. But Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushita, have to, as Das Goswami did, as Krishnas Das Goswami did, get the shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Guru Maharaj, dial Nitai. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda, and Nityananda will give the connection with Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Nam. Mahaprabhu told him, Jari Dako Tari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Tell everyone about Krishna. And Nityananda saying, not enough time. Bhaja Gauranga. Worship Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Gauragata Grananti. As do the members of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Their preoccupation is singing the glories of Mahaprabhu. That means Radharani. Jadi gaur no hoita tabiki hoita kem mori daritam dehe. Radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janata ke. Basu Gosha says, this is why Krishna descended as Mahaprabhu, to proclaim the glories of Radharani to everyone and the glories of her supreme love, her Krishna prema. This is the foundation of the Krishna consciousness movement. But we have to understand everything in relationship and connection with Krishna. So Madhura Rasa is the supplier. Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, Shanta are clients. And not only that, this is like taste, sweet, salty, different taste. Everything can't be sweet. To really enhance the position of sweet, even so, we begin the meal in Bengali style, Shukta, Shak, Adi, Bhaji, Nalita, Kujmanda, Shukta, something bitter. That will cleanse, be tasteful, cleanse the palate, and amplify everything tasted after that. So, how can there be Parakiya Rasa if there aren't others? Para means others. The sense of another's. If there were no others, in this way you understand they have a reciprocal relationship. It's enabling. So many things. We're not here to speak on such high things. But when some devotees wanted to make deities of Krishna Balaram, and like you have Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, they went Krishna Balaram, Subal Sridham. Said, how to show Subal, the leader of the highest group of cowherd boys? And Guru Maharaj said, ready to fulfill the inner desires of Krishna. And they're going, yes, but, and then he'll be shown this way or that. How should we? And Guru Maharaj said, ready to serve, to fulfill the inner desires of Krishna. And they looked at each, and they said, but how should his arm be? And Guru Maharaj said, that an artist will decide. But he, Guru Maharaj is speaking in another way, he should be shown ready to fulfill the inner desires of Krishna. Right? They say, Nikunjayuno, Ratikeli Sidayi, etc. Cowherd boys can have any connection with that? Yes. Sometimes gopis hanker, they, like teenage girls, sit around and talk about things. Sometimes they fantasize and wish they were cowherd boys, because then they could be with Krishna in the daytime. They're wondering, it must be so much fun and play and happiness there. If we were cowherd boys, that would be better than like this. They have to wait till the evening. And then we're told, in the Subal Milan, Guru Maharaj explained that, sometimes during the day, though, Krishna is overwhelmed with hankering for the association of Srimati Radharani. So one day, he's miserable with desire and anguish of separation, telling, Subal, get Radharani, bring her here now. And Subal said, very difficult in the daytime. Not so easy. Please go, you know. And Subal goes to Radharani's house, and people are surprised to see him there, and they say, Subal, why are you here? Oh, one calf is lost, and its mother is crying, searching for that calf. Then he managed to go to the room of Radharani and say, oh, Krishna's feeling so much separation from you. Unbearable separation. Subal, it's not so easy. But Subal's very inconceivably beautiful boy has some similar features to Radharani. So they exchange dress. So Subal's sitting with, what is it, Gagra, the gopi dress and everything, and sitting in the room. They look and they see Radharani sitting in a room. And Radharani, wearing a turban and a dress of a cowherd boy, and takes one calf and puts like this. And they go, oh, you found the calf. Then Radharani dresses, she goes, and Krishna's lost his mind. He's on the verge of losing Krishna consciousness. Oh, Subal, where is she? Radharani said, cannot be arranged. Oh, Krishna is so devastated. He's going to faint. And to test him, Radharani says, I could get Chandravali. She's the original woman. I could get Chandravali. Krishna, no, you don't understand my heart. Only Radharani will do. And Krishna's ready to faint. Then Radharani takes off the turban. Her hair comes down. And she says, don't you recognize your eternal servitor? So, bar hapi dam natabara bapu karni o karni karam vibrat basa kanaka kapisam bai jayantim chamalam venam adhars brindaranyam supara ramanam pravishad gita kirti. From the perspective, the angle of vision of the Braja Gopis, this sloka is spoken about how beautiful Krishna appears in the morning when he's leaving for the Vrindavan forest in the company of Baladev and the other cowherd boys. They're all singing, dancing, playing flutes, buffalo horns, throwing their lunches to each other. And he's barhapidam. He's wearing the peacock feather. Sometimes the peacocks ask Krishna to play his flute so they can dance. He plays his flute, they madly dance, and they're so happy, they offer something. He takes a peacock feather. Naravara. Looks like a movie star. Like when we see the movie star, they always look so handsome, and Their movements are perfect. They laugh perfectly. They walk perfectly. They turn around with everything they do. Karnio, karni, karnam, and wearing the flowers in his ears, the Vaijayanti garland, Randran Vain Sudhaya Puriam Gopavrinde, and he's playing his flute, and the nectar from the lips of Krishna is entering the flute and streaming out in the form of sound nectar, creating the most sweet atmosphere and environment, and mysteriously bewildering sound of Krishna's flute. Vrindaranyam Svapara Ramanam. And this is the point. And the earth, whom we normally take to be like Shantarasa, the soil, the earth, Svapara Ramanam. At the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna, the earth is shivering in conjugal ecstasy. So it's all connected. Yat kinchit trigumaki kata mukam goshte samastamitat sarvananda param mukunda daitam lilanukulam param. Das Goswami says, the insects, the bees, everything in Vrindavan is lilanukul, mukunda daita, is very dear to Krishna and contributing to his pastimes. Everything. He's inseparable from his paraphernalia. That's why Radharani Braja Gopis and Kurukshetra express their disappointment. Krishna is absent his paraphernalia. That's not their Krishna. Minus the flute, Jamuna, peacock. His Priyasaki is the flute. To see Krishna without the flute is a disturbing, painful thing for them. And Garga Sangita, when Krishna let it be known to Radharani about his descent and for the Pancha Lila, earthly pastimes within this world, she said, I'm not going without our paraphernalia. Right? Women are like that. She's saying we have to take all of our stuff. Not we'll go to some other place. We cannot, I'm going, unless you bring Jamuna, peacocks, everything we have, this, not a duplicate, this, I'm not going. So there are those of the opinion that Gokula Vrindavan is the original and Goloka is extension. So they descend with all their paraphernalia as the Mridanga and Kartals are the eternal paraphernalia of Mahaprabhu and so many things in Navadvip. So the foundation after Krishna, Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arsa Britya, Krishna. Really, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Everyone else is a servitor, Baladev included. Happily serving. It's mentioned when we celebrated Janmasthami this summer that one of the reasons Balaram appears first, remember, and Devaki is transferred to the womb of Rohini, he's making it ready for Krishna's arrival. And leaves behind his expansion of Ananta. So when it's time for Krishna to appear, there's Shringasan, everything is there. Baladev is Ananta Seva. His service conceptions are unlimited. serving in everywhere possible, out of love and affection. Just like in the love song, sometimes the person says, I want to be the ground beneath your feet. Well, Baladev is. He can expand into the Sringasan, the throne, the sacred thread, the ropes that pull the Ratyatra cart. So many things. So really, he's inseparable. Really, it's all going in one direction. So Guru Maharaj would say sometimes, Madhvacharya says, there's a thing, the guru of the thing, the devata, Baladev, and then Radha, Krishna, Chid Lilamritam, Madhva. He says, but I say just the opposite. There's Radha and Krishna, and Baladev. Radha and Krishna, then Baladev, then the devata, guru, tattva, the thing, moving in that way. So they should not be seen in isolation or divorced from one another, but as an organic whole. It's an organic whole. Everything is necessary, including the birds, the bees, the breeze, the trees, the river. Everything Krishna-centered, saturated. Parakiya Bhav is the predominating sentiment in Goloka Vrindavan. Sometimes misunderstood, those who will think, oh, Parakiya, that means Madhura Rasa, Parakiya Bhav means a paramour relationship of Radha and Krishna. It's indicative of that. But Parakiya Bhav has its expression and is vented when Yashoda says, hears rumors that Krishna is not our son, but the son of Vasudev and Devaki. That brings Krishna closer to her breast. Her fear of another, of the other, that Krishna is not these rumors, vicious rumors. Krishna is not my son, he's a god, he's God himself, he's the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Right? The cowherd boys, and they hear, Parakiya Bhav expressed there, Gopal is not one of us. There are rumors. He is a god, he's God himself. Those kind of things. So we can't have a stereotype about these things, and better not to meddle unnecessarily. As much as been indicated, expressed by the Guru Varga, that much we shall give our attention to, and not try to press the issue further. When Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur makes some comparative analysis between Devaki and Yashoda. He says, nothing further can be said. End of discussion. It will risk offense to try and analyze this. So when analysis gets the upper hand, it moves toward the mundane and can be offensive to scrutinize, to interrogate. Jnani prayasam udapasana mandeva. Give up trying to measure him. Then mind and intellect. Stane stita shrutigatam tanuvan manobi. But rather, hear from authorized agents of the Absolute, and what we will hear from them, we'll give our full attention to understanding that. Curiosity killed the cat. Don't get carried away with questioning. What? Pariprajnena sevaya. If its basis is for in connection with service, then it's well and good. ultimately all service to Krishna is being conducted under the auspices of Srimati Radharani. And Baladeva and Yogamaya are acting at the behest of the Supreme Lord and his counterpart to enhance their pastimes, casting and scripting by Baladev and Yogamaya, and screenplay and everything. So it's a unified whole. One thing to be known, Advaya Gyan, Yasmin Vigyay, Vigyate Sarvam Eva Vigyatam Bhavati. There's only one thing to be known, but that one thing expressed in variegated position. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, but I'm saying, look, you're asking me to explain somebody else's lectures. I did it once. I'm not going to do it twice. Do you think that's what I should do? I should spend my time explaining the lectures. Is that what I should do? I shouldn't give a talk. I should explain everybody else's talks. There'll be no end to that. Do you understand? I mean, really, then you ask him to explain. If he's given something, say, "Oh, Maharaj, can you please explain this further?" But to ask me to explain his lectures or anybody else's lectures, I think is untenable and inappropriate. Yes. Your question. Yes? What is your question? See, that's what I'm saying. Don't ask me. I've already answered that. We're interested in devotion. You want to hear some esoteric pastime about Tulsi Devi? I don't feel the inspiration to express that. It wasn't told to be by my Gurudev or by Guru Maharaj. So I have no means really to deal with that. What I know is Radharani is asked how she got so much devotion to Krishna. She says, by worshiping Tulsi Devi, that's enough for me. I don't need to hear any other story. Yes. What is her question? She was asking first.
My question is, I read somewhere that people in Vrindavan, they celebrate special night of Rasa dance. So
what is?
There is a special dance, special night when they celebrate the Rasa.
Which people?
In Vrindavan.
Wait. Vrindavan, India, or actual Vrindavan? No, Braj, what makes someone a Brajbasi? You mean because they were doing all kinds of mundane things 2 years ago and they moved to Vrindavan and now they're called a Brajbasi? I'm not interested in their practices. Mahaprabhu told Jagadananda Pandit, when you go to Vrindavan, and this was in his day, do not mix with these people. Respect them from a distance. Do not mix with them. Stay under the guidance of Sanatana Goswami. So whatever it is they're doing, it's not for you. That's all you need to know. Whatever they do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's not for you.
Yeah, that was my question because I didn't see it. It's on our calendar, so it was just...
Right. They have innumerable such things. Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu is saying, don't mix with them. When devotees had the audacity, they go to Vrindavan and they hear, oh, you should approach some brijbasi and like get a chapati from them as prasadam. And they stop in someone's house, get it, and they hear, oh, here, Gurudev, we brought you some prasadam from a brijbasi. You don't try and purify the guru. You don't give the guru somebody else's prasad. And Gurudev, with his classic humor, he said, oh, Prabhu, I cannot. Last time I took, I had diarrhea for 3 days. This is the outcome of wandering unsupervised in Vrindavan or wandering unsupervised on the internet. One devotee told me once in Calcutta when I was saying how sacred is the Rasa Leela and how we're not entering into that discussion. He goes, oh, one Indian man explained everything to me. I was on the metro. He explained the whole thing. I'm sure he did. The same man would call the ashram, get the girl's number, call the ashram, try and meet with the girls in a cafe. He explained rasa to me. We're meeting for continued discussion. Fools, foolishness, child abuse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used the word balai, said the newly initiated, they're like children. And Guru said, and a child has many enemies. Children, they can't distinguish between who's, a loving, affectionate auntie and who's Putana. Poisonous breast or life-giving nectar. Really, our brijbasis are, our Guru Varga. Not people living who have Vrindavan as a mailing address, or Navadvip as a mailing address. The people there are under the influence of so many misconceptions and utterly lacking in appreciation for Mahaprabhu. So we do not seek their association, we do not follow that. This is not what Rupa Goswami means by Braja Lokanu Sarata. Who I told you about today, Subal, he's a brijbasi. Yashoda is a brijbasi. Not people who whimsically have moved there to pursue their own deluded delusion, their own delusion. Guru said, plodding in the mud of misconception, thinking they are swimming in the divine waters of Radhakund. Brijbasis. Guru said, the Babaji's in Radhakund, that one Babaji passed away, and they're having an observance. And saying things in his praise, and then one lady said, oh, started crying, saying, he did not reach Goloka. Oh. And in their perverted minds, they're thinking it. The reason she said that, he was known to be very strict and celibate. So the others, being the raga bhaktas that they are, thought that he was giving too much attention to Vidhimarg by being celibate. So she said, he did not reach Goloka. And Guru Maharaj said, then another lady said, what do you say? I know he reached Goloka, and I know it fully well. Bridge bossies. Babaji, Mataji. Don't be deceived. Don't be disrespectful either. Mahaprabhu is teaching Trinadapi Sunichena Tororapi Sahishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtina Sada Kirtaniya Sadahari. But Prabhupada lived there. He wrote about it in his poetry. You can look and see. After he lived in Radha Damodar for so many years, he saw all these things firsthand. So, as I said, even in the time of Mahaprabhu, he told Jagadananda not to mix with them. Not to be offensive, but not to mix. As I told you before, the man, when I mentioned Mahaprabhu, and he said, Mahaprabhu, that's the beginning stage. Really? Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami said, you don't accept Mahaprabhu, but your so-called devotee of Krishna, they're asuras. That's also possible. How could you possibly have any genuine devotion to Krishna and not appreciate Mahaprabhu? It's impossible. It's an impossibility. Then it means you don't know who Mahaprabhu is. Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Surupam. They're always going Radhe Radhe for everything. Like, it's totally meaningless. They've desecrated the name of Radharani by casual and trivial use. Right? Our Prayojan Tattvacharya took the name of Radharani. Not to indicate anything and everything at every moment, but always taking her name, talking about Krishna. Then Krishna comes, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, and you have no appreciation for that? Then what type of Krishna Bhakta are you? What is this devotion that you have? Krishna himself appears before you, wrapped in the heart of Radharani, and you dismiss that. And you think, we want the association of these people? We should follow their practices. That'll be helpful. Not a good idea. It's the highest place in the world. And let's say like Everest, highest place in the world is the most dangerous place. How many people die trying to climb Everest? Can't survive. Can't breathe, can't remain, and you'll faint, what Prabhupada told the Chutananda. Can't maintain consciousness in that plane. So what did Mahaprabhu say? Always telling Jagadananda Pandit. Who's Jagadananda Pandit? We're told, connected, Gaura Gonesha Desha Deepika, Satyabhama. A Dwarka queen incarnate in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu told, don't mix with the bridge bossies in Vrindavan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What should be our position? we should be in Chiang Mai. Chiang Mai is a good safe distance for us. And visit under the order of Guru and Vaishnav from time to time. But stay in Chiang Mai and Gupta Govardhan. You may also know they don't follow Ekadashi. They don't feel they have to. They're beyond that. They're beyond so many things. Raga Bhakti, the Rupa Goswami slowly said, until there's genuine Raga Bhakti, you are Shastra Vidhi, under the rule of Shastra. But devotees, it's some sort of ironic absurdity. They interpret, they think that Raga Bhaktas are people who don't follow rules and regulations. That's what makes them a Raga Bhakta. They don't follow any rules and regulations, but they have so much love and affection. That's not what it says. What it's saying is, when that sort of genuine love and affection is expressed, no rule or regulation should come to check it. Not that they don't follow rules and regulations is absurd. Nothing should check that. Ahoy tukiya pratyata. Yato bhaktir adhoksaje hoy tugi pradiyata. What's the first line? Yatma supersedati. My brain isn't working. Which could be a good thing. Get a break. Emana durmati sangsara vitore. We're only interested in what's descending through our Guru Varga. Shradhan vato nanushvanayad atavarna yedyak. Oh, someone else, they're doing this, they're doing that. Let them do. Sometimes Guru Varga will say, let them dance with their foolish tendency. But not to be disrespectful. As some boys in Govardhan, school children, after Madhusudan Maharaj, myself, or it was Purnananda, anyway, we completed one parikrama on the going back to the mountain. They're like, I can tell, they're calling us names, making fun of us. And it's after school play for them. And then I thought, well, but I wasn't born in Govardhan, so. Just let them be the way they are. Dandavata durata bhakti vinod. Offer dandavats from a distance, not to mix. And not to imitate or follow them. The brajaloka anusarata, Rupa is saying, whom we should follow, that means an advanced stage of bhava bhakti, Ragamarg, Diksha, that has to be for real. That's not optional or faddish. So, adhere closely to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and will be saved from being misdirected. Hare Krishna.